Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. I am sorry it took so long to get back. As you may have noticed, for the first time ever, I did not have a blog or podcast that was released on a Tuesday, and that's how it's been, well, since the start of the podcast. But I didn't miss just a week. I missed an entire month. I missed all of November 2020, and there were multiple factors of why that was the case, but the biggest one was the COVID-19 pandemic and how much time I was spending between the different areas of work and everything else that surrounds it. And so, unfortunately, the Total EM blog and podcast I didn't get to actively work on. However, I just want you to know there's plenty of content that's coming out, at least that's planned to come out, but it takes time and it takes a lot of resources to do that. And that's something that the bandwidth was unfortunately too narrow, and I was unable to effectively do what I needed to do to get those blogs and podcasts out. And I very much apologize for that. But I would like to use this as a quick reminder that if you are someone who has been debating about, thinking about, maybe interested in some way of contributing to medical knowledge in a free and open access way, that the FOMED project Total EM is definitely looking for people to help. I have some great people who are already helping the background and some people more obviously, such as Mike Sharma, and I really appreciate the help that is there. But I could always use some more assistance, especially right now. I really could use that, and I really appreciate if you are at all interested, even if it's something minor, even if it's a one-off thing, to go ahead and shoot me a message at thetotalym@gmail.com or reach out to me any other way you can find me. One of the big things I want to talk about today is just simply the fact of what happened. I mean, like I said, the COVID-19 pandemic took up a lot of time. And unfortunately, that meant that I could not spend time doing this. And so I've been working on other projects and I've had some things that have been going on, but I had to put everything on hold. And unfortunately, in my own hospital and the surrounding hospitals, the area, my state, all of that has been terribly affected as far as the cases increasing, the demand that it puts on our emergency departments, hospitals, the whole system is taxed. And the fact that the cases continue to climb is extremely concerning because I worry about what happens next. And unfortunately, we're doing a very poor job of flattening that curve. And instead, I watch as we have more and more cases than what we previously had. And unfortunately, the death rate continues to climb. And that is something that's occurring across the nation, not just locally for me. But I really believe that we can advocate for change, especially as we have immunizations that are starting to become available thanks to the advancements there, the building literature showing that masks are safe and effective, as well as we're noticing fewer and fewer misinformation campaigns, but there's always going to be something out there. What I'd like to see is having more support to be able to reach out and do this, not just with Total EM, but across the board. I feel like in medicine, we sometimes get the politics too involved, and there have been lots of political things going on, of course, but I hope that we can make this change in a very positive and effective manner by focusing in on the medicine and the science. From here, I'm hoping that I will continue to release podcasts every Tuesday, but I can't make any guarantees. I really realized for the first time just how truly difficult it is to keep up with that schedule. And there's so much going on in the background. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try and keep the weekly podcast, but I know if I had some additional assistance, I could do a better job at it. Again, if that's something that you're interested in, reach out to me because I'm always looking for this kind of help. And now it's more important than ever. But the other thing I want to talk about is what I am planning for. So I'm going to focus more on more videos to hit, as well as kind of more unique content. I want to keep up the ALTLS series because that's been a fan favorite, as well as the POCUS stuff. And that's why I want to do more videos. But I'm also working on having some other kind of short, rapid review type podcast because it seems like the top 5, top 10 things to know about a certain subject have been very popular. But I do want your feedback as far as, even if you don't want to provide content or help with building the content, just let me know what you're interested in. And especially these little short podcasts, I can do much more easily because it takes less time to create the information, to record it, to do the process of editing and publishing it. Like those types of things are easier, but it still takes time. And so I'm glad that there have been people who have checked in on me and have, you know, asked about if I was okay, just because there was a long delay in time. And I'm very thankful for that. But like I said, I think this is something that we can do moving forward, where we have more support and we can be more engaged. Because like I said, I've got so many ideas. And I would really like to start seeing, maybe we can have more people where they're devoting the one-off podcast versus me trying to do it all. But I know that's a lot to ask for. And I feel like you as the listener can provide me with so much great information. Moving forward from here, I am going to keep up with what I am currently doing, but I want to make sure to thank everyone for what they've done and for listening. I hope that we can have some more reviews so we can get the podcast ratings up in such a way that more people can find this. But in the meantime, please stay safe. And until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.